Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
English clubs were last night facing stadium closures as punishment for pitch invasions. The issue of crowd disorder and player protection is under the spotlight after the end of the regular English Football League season, and the playoffs were marred by violent scenes. Everton's Premier League match last night ended with not one but two pitch invasions in the last 10 minutes. Gavin Cooney of the42.ie joins me on the line now for more on this. And we're just tweeting some as we chat, some of the videos of the scenes that we're discussing. Gavin, it was a week of blue murder, fair to say. What's been happening?
All hell has broken loose in the euphoria of these big decisive games toward the end of the season. So I might just run through it chronologically. On Tuesday night, we had the playoff semi-final in the Championship. So that's the second tier in England. To get to the Premier League between Nottingham Forest and Sheffield United, it went to a penalty shootout. The home side, Nottingham Forest, won. There was a mass pitch invasion at the end. And then amid it all, there was this absolutely horrendous scene. As you mentioned, you'll tweet out the video of a fan launching himself through the air and headbutting Billy Sharp, who was a player with the Sheffield United team. So he was knocked to the ground.
When you see that video, he's just standing there. He has no warning that this is about to happen. You know, when your hands are down by your sides, you're completely defenseless. This guy just, as you say, launched himself at him and knocked him clean onto the ground.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm not easily shocked, but that was quite a bracing scene to watch. So the fan in question there has been arrested and he's been jailed for 24 weeks as a result. And then there was more flashpoints, nothing quite that bad, but still flashpoints nonetheless at Everton last night after the game. Everton came from 2-0 down to win 3-2 to preserve their Premier League status. And amid it all, another pitch invasion. And Patrick Vieira, who your listeners will remember as the old Arsenal captain and sparring partner of Roy Keane, he's now the manager of Crystal Palace. He was goaded by an Everton fan and his patience snapped, and there's a video in which he appears to kick out at an Everton fan, and then he was escorted away by stewards and police. And then there was other little flashpoints as well in lower tier games in England last night as well, the League Two playoff semi-final as well, when Swindon players were allegedly involved in physical and verbal altercations with poor Tail fans who also made the
pitch. So it is a problem, and we've seen it this week at the three instances as you outlined there. Why is this happening now, Gavin? Are they not controlled properly with stewards, with local police? What's going on?
Well, there's evidently an issue with the controlling with stewards and local police if the pitch invasions are happening. I mean, you talk to people about this, and the people who have opined about this, it does seem a coalition of factors. Ask the UK government and they'll say that it's actually fueled quite a lot by cocaine. So this week they announced plans for 5-year bans for football fans, for anyone who's caught taking or selling cocaine at matches. And there's other issues as well. I mean, people will put it down to partly, the pent-up frustration of lockdown, etc., and people are back now in massive crowds. But there has been a massive increase in disorder around football matches in England. If you compare stats for the first half of this season to the 2019-20 season, just before the lockdown, there's been a 47% increase in disorder arrests around matches, and a 36% increase in reports of disorder matches. So it's definitely going up. And this might be slightly too pop sociological on my part, Claire, but I do think you do wonder, like, I mean, the point of political leadership is the leadership bit. And when you look at the seat of government in Westminster at the moment, it has been a hotbed of law breaking during the pandemic, and it doesn't seem to be a whole lot of accountability there.
Yeah, but it's obviously recognition at government level, given that legislation that you just mentioned, the convictions that people will be subjected to if they're caught selling or taking drugs at matches. I mean, there's a tacit acceptance there that that's going on.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And the scene of all this was obviously the scenes, like, it's like the fall of Rome before the Euro 2020 final, and down Wembley Way there's, people openly taking cocaine. There's a number of eyewitness accounts of that, and stemming from that, I think that's where this legislation has come from.
Gavin, thanks as always. Gavin Cooney there from the42.ie. Let's go to the newsroom now and to Susan Jackson.